You know, everybody is having to do things differently this year because of COVID-19. How are things going at Suns? We're going to find out right now with Tyrone Burrell. Tyrone, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How has your year gone so far?
Well, you know, we've made some changes, of course. We went to a Zoom platform with our kids in our Talented 10th program. The basketball season was cut short, but we're kind of up a little bit. We've got our Talented 10th meeting with social distancing and face mask on Monday mornings from 9 to 1 at Grizzle Street Baptist Church. And our Talented 10th is our high school college career readiness program, and it's been going pretty good.
No, that's good. It's been such an unusual year. One of your big summertime events is your annual golf outing and banquet, and that's being done differently this year too, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess we can still call it the banquet and call it the golf outing, but everything's virtual. So, yeah. You know, we're letting our donor base and the community know that we're not holding these events at this time, but you know, we're still going to be going on with programs and need that program support. So we're doing a virtual banquet and golf outing where folks can go online to our website and click to donate and sponsor and still participate.
Well, you know, every year when this event comes up, Tyrone, we talk about the event itself and you know, people should come out and have fun and enjoy it. And, you know, it's money well spent because it goes to a good cause and you get to have a good time. The event is not happening this year, but it is a virtual fundraiser. And these funds are so important, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, at one point, you know, this thing will lift and we'll figure out how to do everything. Meantime, like I say, we're still reaching out to kids and you know, there's still costs associated with the staff and the team. And it go a long way.
I was surprised. I know you've been around doing this a long time, but I was just reading the announcement about the virtual press release, and it said founded in 1992, and I did the math, Tyrone. That means you've been doing this for 28 years now.
28 years, and I haven't got any gray hairs. Oops, I didn't look in the mirror.
Right.
Yeah, and we love what we do, and, you know, it's become so much more than myself. You know, we've got a great team of staff and volunteers, and then behind the scenes, the board of directors and folks that have supported us. And the vision grows in our Talented 10th summer extension program that we're doing Monday. We've got kids from PH, from Northern, from Marysville, from Croslex, from other local schools in the community, and announced that our Talented 10th will have a sister office in Marysville. So with Marysville students really being excited. So we're excited about the growth.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That Talented 10th program is such a blessing for so many kids. And I think most of the community is aware of it now, but for people who don't know what Talented 10th is, tell us what that program is and what it does.
Okay. Well, first, the name, the Talented 10th, is coined from a phrase by early American educator sociologist W.E.B. Du Bois, who said 10% of any community, of any population, is going to be successful, and it's incumbent upon them to come back and lift up the level of life to that community. So hence the Talented 10th. And we recruit kids who, you know, I think we have to say, those who want it the most, who want it badly, because it's a rigorous program. You know, during the school year, we meet 3 hours on a Saturday morning. They got to get up early in the morning. And we do college tours. We expose them to different careers and industries in workshops, soft skill workshops. And our current president, outgoing president, is going to be going to CMU. Full scholarship, everything's covered, and she was a recipient. I don't know if you remember a man named John Wismer.
I've heard the name, yeah.
Well, he was legendary in the radio history of Port Huron, and him and his wife left a scholarship, and she was a recipient of that scholarship. And so she's going to go on to Central Michigan University.
Wow.
And, you know, we've got kids at universities all over Michigan and all over the country, and it's just, you know, part of what we try to do to help kids find their path forward.
Such a great organization. And like you said, Tyrone, things will change. You know, we'll get, you know, at some point, kids will be able to meet face-to-face again. But what a challenge it's been, and it sounds like you've been meeting that challenge, in keeping kids together and motivated and doing what you do, even from a safe social distance.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to do our Dream Camp kind of on a different level. Usually we have over 100 kids, and last year 110 kids at Grizzle Street Baptist Church. This year, 40 kids. And, you know, we feel we've got the space to kind of spread them out and keep them in their different little groups. But that'll be August 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, 20th. And just a small camp, smaller size, and a shorter duration, but we're doing our best to try to stay connected with kids in the community that need us most.
It's important work that you do there at Suns, and the community can support not by playing golf and having a banquet this year, but I guess by going online to your website, right? That's probably the best place for people to go to donate?
Right, sunsoutreach.org, sunsoutreach.org. They can also mail, you know, Suns Outreach, Post Office Box 610385, Port Huron, Michigan. Yeah.
And, of course, on the horizon, I mean, nothing but bright future for Suns, especially with that big plot of land just waiting for your new center, right?
Oh, Paul, you had to mention that. That's great. We were approved by the City Planning Commission. Our site plan was approved, so our architect is busily working on all the details and the engineered drawings to really now put things out to bid and to get the permits. And we're expected on breaking ground this year. And, you know, after the virtual banquet, you know, we'll be working behind the scenes. Tony Essien, our campaign chair for the building fund, we're 2/3 of the way there for our phase one. So we're looking at seeing a building, some ground broken this year.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. It's going to be so much fun. You guys do great work. Check out the website to make your donation, sunsoutreach.org. I know we won't be able to get together and play golf in person this year, but you can make your donation because they sure do need it. That's for sure. Tyrone, great talking to you this morning. We appreciate it as always.
All right. Thanks so much, Paul. Take care.